Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Shelly, who's on hold waiting for us right now. So let's recap with her real quick. This was the first call that we got from Shelly.
I am trying to save my parents' marriage.
Okay.
My parents have been married for 25 years. Well, about 6 months ago, my mom hooked back up with some high school friends via the internet. They all, most of them live in Suwannee. They live in Greenville, South Carolina, my parents do.
Mm-hmm.
She's been here like 4 times in the last 3 weeks. Basically, last night she said, I'm going to be at your house around midnight. I'm leaving really late. Well, I get home at 5 o'clock and she's there already. And I'm like, why are you already here? You told me you were going to be here late. And she just started breaking down and crying and telling me that she has hooked up with like a friend of a friend. And she's been to see him 3 times in the last, 4 weeks. And I guess her breaking point was that she was with him yesterday and my dad called and left a message and said, listen, I was just up in the attic and I found all these wrapped gifts for some guy named John and you need to call me back or I'm going to open them. He goes, because I don't know, who John is, why these gifts are in our house, and just very suspicious.
Okay, so that was chapter one, and the advice that the Burt Show community gave her was stay out of it. This is right. Not your fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong for your mom even to get you in on it, so stay out of it. So, of course, she didn't take any of the advice at all, and this was chapter two.
But basically, this is the story that we came up with.
So you went down the path of covering for your mom.
I had to. I don't even really want listener feedback because we did what we did. You know what I mean? It's my family, and I had to do what I had to do.
What did you tell them?
What was the story, yeah?
Basically, what we said was we told him that John is a guy that I've been dating for about 7 months, and my mom's met him a bunch of times, but we didn't introduce him to my dad because he's black, and he would have a huge problem with that.
Oh,
what?
My God. Are you kidding? All right, so that was chapter two right there, and at that point, I sort of lost interest. I'm like, I don't even want to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out that she was having breakfast with her mom's
Mister.
What do you call the dude?
There isn't really a name there that really clearly
there
defines
isn't.
Him.
There's not.
Mister. Because
guys
the
are
innocent
in this whole thing. Normally.
Yeah.
So we haven't come up with a name of it. And we wanted to find out what happened over Christmas week also
right.
to see if she just, who she take the picture with. Did he buy it? Did she pull out of the whole thing?
Right.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Good. So what happened?
Good. Basically, let me start off by saying I'm not going to call anymore. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys because I just feel like it's beat up on Shelly. I originally called you guys for advice, and now it's like I called you because you guys have my personal information, and I told you I would, so this is the final time. I don't want to hear any thoughts. I did what I did, and that's the end of it.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what happened is I went to breakfast with him, and he was actually a very nice guy, not what I had envisioned. Went to breakfast, he told me how much he loved my mom and how she ended it so abruptly, and, he just wanted the chance to talk to her one more time to close the book, blah, 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 on and on. And he said, I really love her, for all the reasons that me and my family love her. I mean, she's just a great woman. She just made a huge mistake. So I agreed, and, he said if he didn't see her, he was going to go to our house on Christmas. And I was like, and we were on the Christmas, and I said, okay, whatever. So I called my mom. She came down and on Christmas Eve morning, and we all went to breakfast with him, me, my mom, and John. We met for breakfast, and, it was sad. He went on and on about, how he kind of understands, but he wish it would have, ended differently. And she just said, this is my family. This is what's important to me. I'm sorry. I made a huge mistake, but, good luck, basically. And, and she brought the gifts and gave them to him just so they'd be out of the house and done with. And he gave her a beautiful pair of diamond earrings, which she actually gave to me. And, say, Lovey, it's done. And then we went back for Christmas with my dad. So, I mean, basically that is the end of the story.
And what did you tell your dad about your boyfriend, John?
In a couple weeks, she'll tell him. There wasn't really a lot of questions brought up about it. Like, I took the picture with my friend, which, by the way, I actually, my black friends, and I asked him, you know, I told him the situation, and he completely understood. He was, like, so cool with it, you know, so, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a racist, and I don't like to be called one.
So, wait a second.
I did what I had to do. If it wasn't my family, I would have never have done it. And I never even had to show my dad the picture. He didn't even really ask for it.
So when you approached your friend, you told him exactly what the picture was for and why he had to take a picture with you?
Yes, I was completely honest with him.
Totally,
and he completely
cool
understood and said, no problem.
Where's Carl?
Wow.
Is Carl even in here?
She doesn't want feedback.
No, I was going to ask Carl for his feedback.
He's in his car driving home.
Right.
He's like, you know what?
He quit.
Not today.
I was just going to ask for Carl's feedback. That's all. All right, so dad never really asked, so you don't have to really reveal that too much. You get the diamond rings that were supposed to be for your mom. Are you going to actually wear those things?
Earrings.
Yeah, I'm wearing them now. They're beautiful. Like, why shouldn't
I wear them? Don't you think maybe what your mom should have done is return them to him and say, I don't want these?
Oh, I don't know, but... Well,
she had to pay off her daughter to keep quiet.
Oh.
No, it's not like that at all.
That wasn't feedback. She was talking to Jeff.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it was clarifying Jeff.
So she breaks up with him and relationship is now over and everybody's fine.
Yeah, and everything turned out, you know, for the best, I think.
How are you gonna break up with your black friend?
Like,
you said that in a couple weeks you just tell your dad that y'all broke up?
You just drifted apart?
Yeah, my mom will just tell him.
Oh.
My mom will just tell him in a couple weeks that we, you know, broke up.
If you go home and act really broken up, like, and cry and stuff, maybe your dad will feel bad for you and buy you some more jewelry. Like, your dad, not the guy who slept with your mom, your real dad.
Right. All right, guys, well, I'm going to go, and, this is it, though. But thanks for, giving me advice initially.
Pleasure.
All right.
Oh, my God. Like, she's wearing...
I was done with her the last time
she talked. She's wearing the diamond earrings from the man her mother...
Right.
Screwed around on her father with. What is wrong with her?
What's weird is that when we first...
What is right with her?
I mean,
over the last week.
Because her father's going to find out, and then when all these lies come, you know, I don't know, whatever.
What's weird is that when we first talked to her, she sounded so upset by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the second time, she had kicked into, like, this
defense
callous...
mode.
Yeah, like callous, like,
yes.
Defense mode or something. And she stayed in that mode ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Good morning, Q100.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for finishing my sentence.
I'm calling to talk about Sally. Sally is in denial mode. That's what she's in.
Kelly, Sally, whoever.
She's in denial mode. She did not tell her friend why she was taking that picture. I'm black. There's no way. If my white girlfriend had came to me and said, you know what, I need you to take a picture with me because of such a... I would have slapped her and said, you know what, don't call me anymore. First of all, I have 3 biracial children. There's no way. Mm-hmm. No way. My son was in the car the first time she called. He's like, she's crazy. He's 11.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, she's crazy. What was wrong with her? I was like, Jared, I can't explain that to you.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get intern Carl in here, because that part of the whole thing seems a little unbelievable to me. That
there's no way she told anybody why she was taking a picture with him.
Right.
Like that.
I don't believe it either. No way. No chance.
And then all this, she conveniently didn't have to show the pictures on top of it, so she may have never even taken a picture.
Good job.
Yeah.
Bad acting. Well, you all have a good day.
You too.
That girl, she was so mad she lost her words. She's like, good job, bad person.
I honestly, going into that call with Shelly, I didn't even care. She lost me at the whole racism thing. She really did.
All of a sudden just got so superficial. Just on the surface, save it at any cost. I don't care about anything else. Just
save the relationship.
Lie.
Everything's back
it.
To normal. In her mind, she thinks her parents are back to the way they were and her family's all tidied up.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.